May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Well, God, by the preaching of your Apostle Paul, you have caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world. There are those of you here who have probably heard more sermons on the conversion of Paul than you want to count. Being that we are St. Paul's Church, being that we gather on this Sunday for our annual meeting, it's probably been beaten like a dead horse. But one of the things that comes to mind to me is something that we were talking about in the adult confirmation class today. And that is, what is Scripture all about? The conversation was about the Bible, what we believe the Bible to be. And when all is said and done, we pretty much came to the conclusion that the Bible is a love story. It is a story of God's love for God's people throughout the course of history. It's a story of God's perseverance with us in spite of ourselves. That's one of the reasons that I think it is so good that this parish is named St. Paul's. Because if you think about it, it's a prime example of the story. Jesus came into the world. He chose 12 disciples. Others followed him. Jesus died. Jesus was raised from the dead, and the 12 started doing what they were doing. But it was the latecomer. It was the one who wasn't there in the presence of Jesus himself early on that began to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. It was Paul who sometime later was minding his own business, riding down the road. And Jesus said, I've got something I need you to do. Now listen. Throughout the course of history, God has chosen people to share his message. Throughout the course of history, throughout Scripture, God has chosen probably the most unlikely people to share his word. And in the course of that, we have been brought here today. All of us are called. All of us are called to proclaim the good news of God's love for us. Not that we've earned it, not that we deserve it, not that there is anything that we can do to run away from it, but to proclaim that God loves us beyond measure. Most of the most powerful people to proclaim God's word began with the statement, who, me? I can't do this. I'm not articulate. I'm not a powerful speaker. I don't have the wherewithal to proclaim the word that needs to be heard. But God said, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you in spite of yourself to show people that God works through everyone. And that God's message of love is a message for all to hear. Just as Paul was a latecomer, here we are in this church today, some 270 years after the first congregation of St. Paul's in Augusta began to meet. We have a rich heritage, but we are the ones that are here now. We are the ones who are here now that God is calling. In spite of who we are, in spite of what we think we can do, to proclaim the gospel. To proclaim the gospel of God's love, to proclaim the gospel of God's power working through this community, so that all will see and know that God is alive and working among us. 270 years is a long time. When you realize that the oldest standing Episcopal church in the country started in 1710, we're not very far behind. But just as I said, God used those people. God has used people throughout the course of history. And we are standing in that tradition. Today here, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses that have gone before us, empowered by them, and given strength through the power of Jesus Christ Himself. You and I are the ones that need to share the converting and convicting love of Jesus to this world. We are the ones here and now to share the good news. There are plenty of reasons that we'll say we can't, but the reality is God knows that we can. Amen.